The expansion of solar energy continues in the Northwoods, with several businesses recently awarded grants to fund green projects. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. As part of Earth Week festivities, Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa announced 19 clean energy projects around the state will receive funding through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That includes three projects here in Lincoln County. Lassa says this announcement showcases the variety of rural people and businesses using programs like Rural Energy for America to save money on their energy costs that can be reinvested in their operations. This not only strengthens their business, but also helps sustain and build the local economy. Each of the local projects will fund the installation of small solar arrays. Largest grant went to Daigle Brothers here in Tomahawk, $342,000, a project expected to save nearly $25,000 annually by powering all of the business's energy needs. Foley Forest Products was awarded $30,000 for an array that would replace more than 30,000 kilowatt hours, while Andy Pagel Ginseng Farms in Merrill received $16,000 for work that would cover two-thirds of their energy use. In all, 19 projects across the state will receive $2.8 million in funding. While most of the investment was in solar, a handful of grants went towards other green investments, such as more energy-efficient farm equipment. Hodag Park in Rhinelander could be getting a makeover thanks to a community organization and some local generosity. This week, the Rhinelander Kiwanis announced plans to build a brand new 13,000-square-foot playground along with a 3,000-square-foot splash pad at Hodag Park. Kiwanian Brandon Caraba is spearheading the project. He says the Kiwanis' mission has always been to give back to the children of the Rhinelander community, and this is a project that so many kids will be able to use for many years to come. The project carries a $1.6 million price tag, and they've launched a fundraising campaign. The good news, thanks to private donations and local business support, they're nearly half of the way there. Those that'd like to contribute can do so through the Rhinelander Community Foundation. Caraba says if they hit some of their fundraising targets, they'll be able to install the playground portion of the project by fall and begin site preparation for the splash pad work next spring. Caraba says we're very excited to put this project together. The community deserves it, and without all of them, we couldn't get it done. People can follow along on the Kiwanis of Rhinelander Facebook page for project and fundraising updates. When taking care of spring cleaning this year, people are encouraged to check their medicine cabinets as well. The first of two scheduled drug take-back events is coming up Saturday in the state of Wisconsin. Ridding your home of unused and unwanted prescriptions not only clears clutter, but also eliminates the chance of misuse and offers an environmentally safe way to dispose of medications. Residents here in Lincoln County are fortunate to have four permanent drop-off locations available year-round: the Tomahawk and Merrill Police Departments, Marshfield Clinic Merrill location, and Tomahawk Pharmacy. And while these locations are available year-round, the dedicated collection effort is a good reminder to utilize the services. Beyond the permanent drop-off locations, law enforcement and healthcare providers are teaming up to create hundreds of temporary drop-off locations around the state. The Dose of Reality website features an interactive map listing those locations. Council Grounds is a hidden gem right in our own backyard, and each year the Friends of Council Grounds puts in many hours to ensure people continue to enjoy the state park here in Lincoln County. This spring and summer, they're recruiting volunteers to participate in four Friend for a Day events. The first is coming up this weekend in coordination with the DNR's Work Play Earth Day activities. We heard from Paul Thomas, president of the Friends group. He says we're looking for families, clubs, business employee groups, or organizations to assist with clearing branches and other debris from park trails, picnic areas, and campsites, along with collecting any litter in those spots. You don't have to be a Friends member to participate, and there's no commitment to join, even though new members are always welcome. They'll be meeting at the park entrance at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for assignments. Thomas recommends dressing accordingly, including good shoes, a pair of gloves, and some tick protection. Park admission fees will be waived, and volunteers are encouraged to stay and enjoy the park after the work is done. If you can't attend tomorrow, they do have three additional Friend for a Day projects coming up later this year. After week-long observance of all things environmental, today's focused on the trees. Last Friday of April is Arbor Day, and the DNR continues to take part in their annual mission of providing tree education to the state's youngest learners. Along with classroom lessons, students are able to get some hands-on learning that they can monitor throughout their education. The DNR has once again donated tree seedlings to fourth-grade classrooms around the state for students to plant, some 49,000 in all. Arbor Day is a good time to reflect on the importance of both urban and rural forests. Carmen Harden is the DNR Applied Forestry Bureau Director. She says everyone has a role in ensuring that both continue to serve a vital role in the ecological, cultural, and economic health of our state, our local communities, and our individual lives. Wisconsin is home to around 17 million acres of forest lands that offer numerous benefits through forest industry, outdoor recreation, wildlife habitat, and protecting the environment. The U.S. Drought Monitor released their weekly maps and data Thursday, which showed vast improvements in drought conditions over the past few weeks. In late March, around 72% of the state was classified in drought. Yesterday's update showed that number had fallen to 19%. While improved, the Northwoods is still impacted by the dry conditions. Northern Lincoln and Langlade counties, most of Oneida County, are still listed in the abnormally dry category, while Vilas County remains classified as drought. In addition to far northern Wisconsin, another swath of drought remains present in southwestern Wisconsin. We've continued to see the effects of the drought with an extended wildfire season this spring, and looking back even further to last summer when farms, gardens, lawns, and lake levels were all impacted. And speaking of lake levels, area reservoirs continue their typical spring fill-up, rising as much as 6 feet over the past month. As of Thursday, the WVIC listed the Spirit just a few inches below full, the Eau Plaine about a half foot down. Nokomis is about a foot and a half down, the Rainbow 3 feet, while the Willow just inside of 4 feet below full. That's a quick look at the local news. For WJJQ, I'm Zach Garner.